Frank Fratorio got into his car, started it, and then, carefully, backed out of the narrow parking space and into the way too narrow lane of the parking garage. He threw the gear shift into drive and began to inch his way forward between the jutting back ends of SUVs and pickups, all the while praying that no one was driving up to the top floor of the garage in the other direction. How the garage was two lanes was something he could never understand. It was a physical impossibility for two cars to exist side by side in there. As he edged around the enormous bumper of another Ford, he began to wonder if his two-door Mazda would even make it. Still, Frank powered through, turn after agonizingly sharp turn, following the exit signs painted on the walls for what felt like forever. The radio finished one song and went into another, then another. Lower and lower Frank went, fifth floor, fourth floor, third floor, second, ground, basement, sub-basement, parking level A, parking level B, C, D. Wait, that couldn't be right. Frank looked around, but everywhere he turned was just more parking garage. Cars, trucks, concrete, flickering lights, the inescapable smell of urine and despair. Sure, he didn't remember there being letters when he drove to the hospital earlier that morning, but he admittedly wasn't paying much attention. So Frank soldiered on, still following the exit arrows, crawling farther and farther down the alphabet. L, M, N. The radio played a bunch of commercials, and then moved into a 30-minute block of Taylor Swift. Frank tried changing the station, but everything else was static. He swore under his breath, shaking his head, but still found himself singing along to the chorus. Frank made his way down, parking levels X and Y, and then finally Z. Z, the parking garage was out of letters. The exit had to be near. He looked for the exit sign, saw the arrow pointing to his right, just around the large Suburban jutting out at the end of the row. He did his best to make the turn carefully, but still managed to take off his side view mirror on the enormous bumper. Frank thought about stopping and leaving a note, but then he thought, screw it, and kept driving. He turned the corner, hoping for daylight, but saw only more darkness. The flickering lights were somehow even sadder than usual. Parking level, Frank couldn't make it out. The wall was painted with some kind of unintelligible symbol, but still the exit arrow pointed right. Frank shrugged and kept going. He turned another corner, then another. More symbols, fewer lights. He could hear the pavement turn to gravel as he drove. Finally, Frank stopped the car. Enough was enough. He killed the engine, got out, and looked around. He squinted in the darkness. Aside from needing some severe maintenance, nothing really looked out of place. There were still cars parked everywhere. Frank was still in the garage. He stood dumbfounded, looking around for some kind of map. He found nothing but more garage. Oh my God, he mumbled. I must have died during the procedure. This must be hell. At least that would explain the Taylor Swift. Then he heard the honking. Frank turned and saw, behind his own car, a tiny golf cart. All he could see was the word security written on the flimsy plastic enclosure draped over the car. You're going to have to move your car, called the man driving the cart. Oh, thank God. I'm trying to, yelled Frank, rushing past his car toward the guard. But I feel like I've been driving forever. How many levels are there? Where's the exit? Did I miss it? It was then that Frank saw the guard. The guard was a giant talking mole. Oh my God, said Frank. First time to the mole kingdom, said the guard. We get that a lot. Exit section and parking level E. Follow me, I'll show you.